Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. I want to propose an idea. I want to propose the idea that maybe it's time to expand the definition of a veteran. You know, America's first military were the Minutemen Militia. They were shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, etc. Today, we call them small business owners, and they were our first veterans. Today, there are many technical definitions of a veteran, but most of those technical definitions are associated with eligibility for some kind of a VA benefit. The non-technical definition is typically someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months. But if your orders to go on active duty ever read active duty for training, as it was for most National Guard and reservists, you've not typically been considered to be in the definition of veteran. In the past two decades, two developments have created new expectations for America's National Guard and reserves. Number one, three conflicts, including the Desert Storm conflict, the Iraq War, and the Afghanistan War. And the second thing was an increasing practice of deploying Guard and Reserve units to augment what has become inadequate regular force numbers. You heard Adrian Guillermo talk about that in the last segment. According to the RAND Corporation, use of the Guard and Reserve has steadily increased since the first Gulf War, and this trend is likely to continue, end quote. Indeed, in Iraq and Afghanistan, Guard members and reservists have accounted for one-third of U.S. forces and a comparable percentage of casualties. As of August 2011, there were 91,000 Guard and Reserve members on extended deployment, and many of these patriots have been deployed two, three, or even in some cases, four times in the last 20 years. Consequently, since 1990, National Guard members and reservists have been comprised of two groups. And this is the point I want to make. Those who have experienced an extended active duty deployment, which clearly makes them fall in the classic definition of veteran, and those who know they may have to deploy, but they're still not considered veterans. Since the Minutemen, America has been able to count on small business owners to volunteer for the militia. But developments of the last 20 years have required an extra degree of commitment from these people because of the increased likelihood that they may have to leave their businesses for an extended deployment and possibly more than one. Also, employees of small business owners in the same category. So here's my idea, folks, and this is not to diminish any classically defined veteran out there, any traditionally defined veteran. This is not to diminish anything in any way, their service, their commitment, nothing that they did. But this Veterans Day, we honor all who serve on active duty as members of the U.S. military, including members of the Guard and Reserve who've deployed alongside the members of the regular military. These are the people who fit the classic definition. But isn't it time that we also recognize those who volunteered, trained, and stood by to be deployed as their country needed them? And I'm talking about the members of the Guard and Reserve who many of them are spending as 20 or more years in the Guard and Reserve. For the last 20 years, there are thousands and thousands of men and women who've been in the reserves or the National Guard for the last 20 years, knowing they could be deployed at any time. They may not have been, but they prepared for it, they trained for it, and they were ready to go. Whether they did or not, as far as I'm concerned, they're veterans. In the modern age of U.S. military practices, if you wore a uniform of any of the armed forces, guard or reserve, you deserve to receive the gratitude and the recognition as a veteran of a grateful nation. I think, folks, I think it's time that we expand and the definition of a veteran. And again, as I said, that's not to take away from anything anybody has done. It's not to diminish or minimize. But if you've been trained and if you volunteered and you suited up and you know that you could be deployed and you're prepared for that, and it's the practice of the country to send you wherever they want to send you for up to, I know some people who are standing by knowing that if something, if somebody dials 911 around the world and it rings in the president's office and they decide to deploy a unit, they could have to go off for up to, well, I know some people, some National Guard who are gone for more than a year, just out of the blue, very quickly. Doesn't take long to deploy those people. As far as I'm concerned, if you make that kind of a commitment, and especially in many of these people over a period of at least six, if not 20 plus years, as far as I'm concerned, you're a veteran. And so I say to you and all other veterans, Happy Veterans Day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to disagree with me or agree with me, you can find my email there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.